Our reading this morning is from the book of Genesis, chapter 45, verses 1 to 15. If you wish to follow along, it's on page 47 of your Bible. Then Joseph could no longer control himself before all his attendants, and he cried out, "Have everyone leave my presence." So there was no one with Joseph, and he made himself known to his brothers. And he wept so loudly that the Egyptians heard him, and Pharaoh's household heard about it. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still living?" But his brothers were not able to answer him, because they were terrified at his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "Come close to me." When they had done so, he said, "I am your brother Joseph, the one you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed, and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. For 2 years now, there has been famine in the land, and for the next 5 years, there will not be ploughing or reaping. But God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you a remnant on earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So then, it was not you who sent me here, but God. He made me father to Pharaoh, lord of his entire household, and ruler of all Egypt. Now hurry back to my father and say to him, 'This is what your son Joseph says. God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me, don't delay. You shall live in the region of Goshen and be near to me, your children and your grandchildren, your flocks and herds and all you have. I will provide for you there, because 5 years of famine are still to come. Otherwise, you and your household and all who belong to you will become destitute. You can see for yourselves, and so can my brother Benjamin, that is really who I am. That it is really I who am speaking for you. Tell my father about the honour accorded me in Egypt and about everything you have seen, and bring my father down here quickly.' Then he threw his arms around his brother Benjamin and wept, and Benjamin embraced him weeping, and he kissed all his brothers and wept over them. Afterwards, his brothers talked to him." Hear the word of the Lord. We're going to hear from Colt talking about Gideon's, but just before you do, Colt, I just want to draw out a few points from here. I can't let this opportunity go without saying something. We've been following the story of Joseph. We started off right at the beginning of Genesis, and we've been following the story through, not necessarily following the gospel, but following this story for quite a few weeks now. Last week, there was quite a big jump back. It was Joseph going into the pit. Here we are, years and years in between. And I'm sure you know the story because we're privileged to be able to look back. But now, what I want you to think about today is the forgiveness that Joseph shows. Imagine Joseph being tossed into the pit, left there. Now, many years later, it had to be many, many years later, here he is, Lord of Egypt, preparing for the famine, and he finds his brothers there. I wonder how he felt in all those years after what his brothers had done to him. Doesn't tell us that now. As soon as he sees his brothers, he's overcome with love, with forgiveness. He'd forgotten all about what they did to him. He hadn't really forgotten, because he did say to them, "What you have done for ill, God has done for goodness." And God had put him in a place then to help his family when his family needed it most. Just think a little bit though about what he had to go through to get to that time of forgiveness. You know, it's really hard. As I go around and I talk to people in their homes, I hear the story so often. Oh, my son or my daughter, I don't talk to them anymore. You know, and I think, how sad, what little thing has caused you to feel like that? Look at what was done to Joseph, and he could still forgive his family. Forgiving's not always easy, though. You don't just say, well, I forgive you, and that's it. You have to think about, really deep in your heart, forgiving the person. Forgetting what they've done to you and the badness that they've done to you. And try living as if they were really good to you. It's not an easy thing to do, is it? I wonder how we manage to achieve it. With God's help, that was a good answer. I can hear you from there. You can't say anything, Bill, but I can hear you. But that's the only way we can get through, isn't it? With God's help to forgive. It's not an easy thing to do. It's a very difficult thing. When God was talking to Ezekiel and Ephraim, he talked about the Bible giving us the way to go, giving us the rules for life. Here's a rule. Forgive. Forget what they've done to you. Forgive and do good to them. I know it's easier said than done, but it's something that we have to try. Okay. Owen, would you like to come forward and tell us a bit about Gideon's and what they're doing?
What a joy it is to be here in the church this morning. You may wonder why we're here. Well, we're here because we couldn't find anything else better to do. It's true that there is, as Bob said in the opening, that's why we're here. We love being in the house of God. We love having fellowship with one another. We love telling God that we love him. We love telling God and asking God for forgiveness of our sins and how much we need it these days. The world's in absolute chaos. But what we do as Gideons on your behalf is we distribute the word of God. See, it's not possible for Bob or anyone in this church to go into the solitude of a motel room. Yet we as Gideons, as an extension of this congregation, we are a part of you. We're not separate. We're not a religion. The Gideons are business and professional men. They're interdenominational from the evangelical Protestant churches who believe in the power of the Word of God. And we place a book like this, full Bible, often referred to as a Gideon Bible. It's not a Gideon Bible. It's the same Bible as Bob had there. It's an English Standard Version, the modern English version. Very, very good. Very, very much approved. And we place one of these into every single motel room. Not just here, but right around the world. In fact, in 200 countries. Every second that goes by, the Gideons place three copies of the Word of God. Every second of every day, there's three copies of the Word of God placed somewhere around the world. That's a big organisation, been going for now for over 100 years, and we're still saying the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. I think as Christians sometimes we underestimate the power of the Word, don't we? We really do underestimate the power of this book. We've just been up through the hinterland, you know, through Lane, Winter, Kenilworth, and all those areas around, and placed the Word of God in over 40 different places, in B&B, and all those different places like that. We've been able to go in and place a copy of the Word of God. Now, of course, not every door is open, but the majority of them, they are. They let us in. And so there, beside the bed, we were able to place God's Word. Let me tell you a little bit about Jeff. Jeff was a young man who lived here in Nambour. He was working out of Taronga at the power station. And he was, like a lot of young people, searching for meaning in life, what was happening, what he was doing. He wrote to the Gideons one day. And he said, I was reading all this, The Power of Positive Thinking, and reading all these books about good living and everything like that. And one day in the mess, where they had their lunches and that sort of thing, he found a stack of Bibles. He was a bit embarrassed to go there because the men had chucked off at him about getting a Bible. But he said, no, I'm going to go and get it myself. He went and got a Bible, took it back to his little room. He'd come home here on a Friday night, go back out on Monday morning. But while he was up there, he started to read the Word of God. And God spoke to him. You see, when we pray, we talk to God. But when we read the Word of God, God talks to us. And if you really want to hear from God, if you really want to hear for a direction for your life, then you read the Word of God, because God is actually speaking to us and spoke to Jeffrey in the quietness and the solitude of a little donga out there at Nanango. That's the power of the Word of God. Bob mentioned this morning about the manufacturer's instruction book. Oh, we refer to that as well too. If all else fails, ask for instruction or your grandchildren. They can tell you how everything works with the videos and things like that, or your computer or your mobile phone. But this book is the book that God has given us to use. And so as Christians, if you hear nothing else from me today, I want to encourage you to read the Word of God. Let God speak to you through His Word. Because that's what we do. We place it in a motel room. Now, I've got to tell you, we've been to the hospital here, the big hospital. We placed 183 copies of the New Testament there. We've got copies up there to show you. And you have to ask for them. They might get contaminated, they said. These Bibles can get contaminated. Not the new idea of a woman's weekly, but the Bible could get contaminated. So they're not allowed to leave them in a room. And so you have to, if you go to a hospital, you want to see a friend, or go to visit someone, or Bob, you're doing your church visits or anything like that, ask the girls at the counter, the nurse's station, ask them for a copy of the Gideon Bible, because they've got them. We've placed them there, and they're all ready to be used. But you have to actually ask for them. In the old days, of course, we put them beside the bed. Beside the bedside there. But now you have to ask, so don't forget that. Also, the motel is there, the Best Western. 81 rooms there. We know all these rooms. We know where they are. We know what the places when they open and all that sort of thing. The guy said to me, he said, no, I don't want to put them in the room. It might upset some people. It might, because we're multinational, what do they call it, culturally. Yeah. We don't want to put a Bible there. It could upset some of our patients or people in there. But, you know, I said to him, John, no, it's all right. It's in every hotel, it's in every Marriott, it's in the Holiday Inns, all through, right throughout the world, we've placed copies of the Word of God. Well, he said, I'll take them and I'll put them in a box, and anybody wants them, they can come and ask them. So if you're booked into the Best Western, or any of your friends in the Best Western, once again, just ask John, can I have one of those Gideon Bibles to read in my room? We just believe it's very important. It's a silent missionary. That's what it really is. And it touches people's heart, no matter where they go or who comes to read it. This is the silent missionary. And even as we speak here today, there are hundreds and probably even thousands of people here in Caloundra that are waking up today and having a cup of coffee and looking for something to read and sick of reading the newspaper and all the bad news that there is. This is the good news. And you, folk, in this congregation, give it to us and supply the finances, the prayer, the members, to be able to go out there and distribute the Word of God. We couldn't do it on our own. We made the business of professional men. That's why the organisation started 110 years ago. But it is you, the congregation of the Christian Church, that actually supply the finances and also the prayer support for us to go out and do the job. It would be impossible on our own. Let me tell you about Paul Smith. He spoke to our audience there, a couple of years ago now. As a young man, he came from North Queensland. And his mum and dad were going to get divorced. So they said, oh, what are we going to do with Paul? Oh, I know what we'll do. We'll shove him down to St. Peter's to a college down there in Brisbane, and he'd become a boarder. So Paul was sent down to Brisbane, went to St. Peter's. At the end of the day, the Gideons must have been there. He wasn't there. And they were getting a Bible. They were playing a game to see how they could get it into the rubbish bin. And so he went up and got one. He said, no, you're not going to take that. You've got to pay me for it. He said, how much? He said, 20 cents. So he paid one of the guys 20 cents to get his own little Bible. He went into his pocket, he pulled it out. It's got staples all the way around the outside of it. It was all glued up because it had broken away. And you know, from a man who came from a broken family, and there he was in the loneliness of a boarding school. He took that little book and he started to read it. So I couldn't stop reading it. I read it. The end of the story is that he today is a pastor. In fact, he's a bishop for the Lutheran Church for the whole Queensland. And when he told us that story, what a wonderful story. There, for an opportunity, the boys were throwing him into the rubbish bin to be thrown out. Basically, he picked it out and he started to read it. That's the power of this little book. We came into Kawana High School here. We've been already this year. I think we placed 150 or 160 copies of the Word of God into grade sevens. Now we make them, they used to be just a plain red. Some of you may have received one. I remember receiving one in grade 8 when I was at Wynnum High School. And now they've done them up a little bit. They're really nice. They're placed in the front. We're not allowed to preach because we're not preachers. We're business people. We're laymen. We're part of the church. We're part of you. And you're part of us. And so we're an extension of your mission. We're an extension of your community giving. As we go to Kiwanis High School, we represent you. You mightn't say, oh, you know, we're from your denomination or anything like that. We don't do that, we don't preach. But we do give the young people and tell them a little bit of a background. It's got John 3:16 in 37 different languages. We have many young people today studying Japanese. They might be studying Chinese, all different ones. But you open the Word of God, you know, and it's relevant. It's very relevant today. If you go to the young people today, it's the subject of abortion. I find it horrible and awful. We never ever talked about that when we were growing up. But today, it's obviously a subject that young people talk about. Depression. Another thing that people are talking about being depressed, about being stressful, about being bullied. It's all here. About disaster, discouragement, dishonesty, drunkenness, curious about God, bitter, anxious. It is a very relevant book, and we are able to give these to the young people and give them a copy of the Word of God. We get many, many reports back from people who are saved, giving their lives to Jesus, serving in the church now, and in the back there's a place where they can fill out their name, address, and they give their life to the Lord, and they're actually right out for a record. You see, we have all this here. You have a look at them at the end there. All the words of Jesus are done in red. Now, oftentimes we go to a lot of people who are Muslim. They won't read a Bible. But you tell them the words of Jesus there, the apostle is here, in red, they'll take it from us. And so it's something that is all around. We'll distribute almost 200,000 of these this year just in Australia alone. So it's just wonderful. But folks, you make it possible. Without your help, without your finances to do it, we would not be able to do it. I must ask you as a prayer request, if you possibly could, for Cloud High School. They closed us this year. I don't know why, but they said, no, we won't have the Gideon this year. And we've been there, well, I've been there personally for probably over nearly 30 years. Every year we go to Kiwanis High School, as we did Kiwanis. Kiwanis closed to us 2 years ago. We just withdrew, we prayed. The next year, a new principal came in, or deputy principal came in, invited us to come in, so we do 2 grades. So we didn't lose any members, any people. But that's just what happens. We retreat and we pray. We talk to the chaplains and people like that. Met some very, very lovely people in your congregation, the early service, who will help us as well as that too. So just pray. And as you go by up in Queen Street, the high school there, just pray that that school will be open for us. We don't want to not have the opportunity for any young person, or older person, that matter, but the young person, to not receive a copy of the Word of God. This just burns in our heart, and that's why we do it. This is our mission. And that's why I'm here today, just to say thank you. Because we are saying again and again, we couldn't do it without you. It's just not possible. We could not do it. Number one, we couldn't afford it. We wouldn't have the members either. We come to the churches, we ask men and women who can help us distribute the Word of God. And so that's exactly what we do. Let me tell you about Julie Mellor. You might have heard of John Mellor. He's an evangelist here on the coast. Has a healing ministry. Julie was a teacher in Victoria. She tells the story herself. I put his front up on the screen. And as a teacher, she said, I was atheistic, hateful, but nothing to do with God. But as the students received a copy of the Little New Testament, one of the Gideons went up to her and said, would you like to have a little copy? Oh, not really. It's free. I'd like to give it to you. So she took it. And she said, she got it home and she did a deal with God. She said, you speak to me in 1 month, I'll give you 30 days, God, to speak to me. She said she did a bargain with God. She started to read it. And God did speak to her, answered the questions in her life. She went on, got married, John Mellor, now is travelling the world today in a healing ministry right here on the coast. Julie Mellor, if you ever hear them speaking, they're really, really good. It's because of the power of God. And I can speak all day. It's nothing compared to actually reading the Word of God. And I'm sure that you'll agree with me. It's just a great job. We go into a school. We go into a hospital. I mentioned the hospital before. Into hotels and motels. Into doctors and dentists' waiting rooms. You go to your doctor, and your doctor receptionist, have you got a Gideon Bible here? Because our ladies go in and place Bibles in the waiting rooms of the doctors and dentists' waiting rooms. And we supply a Bible like this, a nice blue one, at no charge. It's all available. But just as I wrap it up, you know, Jesus said that heaven and earth will pass away, that his words will never, ever pass away. Psalmist said that the grass will wither, the flower will fade, but God's word lasts forever. And isn't it wonderful that we've got this, all of us? The manufacturer's instruction book, as Bob said to the young people there this morning. If all else fails, read instructions. And if ever there's a time that we need to really be saying that, to not just to our young people, but to us as older people, our generation, this is the importance of the Word of God. My dad died nearly 30 years ago now, but he wrote a book, The Stranger You Knew, Dick Webber, Richard Webber. Not a particularly good book in my opinion, really, but it's an interesting book of his early days. Came out here from England in 1926, hit the Depression, and some of you may have been through that tough time. I wasn't there, of course, but he came out as a 16-year-old boy and hit the road, jumping trains and working everywhere they could. But he wrote a story of his background. I know that every word there, every word was actually written by my dad, and then it was typed, the same as this book. Every time this book is read in a motel room, in the quietness of a motel, or a school assembly, or anywhere at all in a prison cell, the author is present every single time it is read. It's the only book in the world where every time the page is open, the Holy Spirit is there to convict and convince people of their sins. If you think I think this book is so important, I've been doing this for 46 years, and I tell you what, I just love to go to a school. I love to go to a hotel, motel. We just, as I said, went up to the hinterland. I did with one of the guys, we did five, and just call on a B&B and say, I'd like to place a Bible in the room. And just amazing the reaction that you get from people. It makes you strong as a Christian too, because you've got to be there and you have an answer. But this is the greatest book in the world. Still the world's largest seller. As I said, every second, three copies of the Word of God are distributed by the Gideons. So I say again, as I conclude, thank you so much. Thanks for having us here today. It's been a great joy. We've really been felt and welcome. I came to the front door again. I saw it on Friday and I thought, what a privilege. What a great, you make us feel very, very welcome. And our friends, my friends that are here today, they've got their own churches to come to. They came this morning to share worship with you as well. And I just think it's great. We take this very seriously. And just walk in and see that what you've done is just a credit to you. And I thank you all very, very much.